The senses, they deceive us. The deer got attracted by sound. Its weakness is for sound. So the hunter started melodious sound and the deer was drawn and the hunter shot it. The fish was attracted by its sense of taste. And the worm that was left by the fisherman, it went to relish it, it got trapped. The elephant got attracted by the sense of touch. The hunter puts the she-elephant in a pit, and the elephant was snared into the pit. The bee was attracted by its nose. It sat down on the aromatic lotus flower to savor the nectar of the flower. But it was evening time, the sun was setting, the lotus was closing. The bee thought, never mind, there's still time, let me take a little more. But the lotus is closing, that's all right, but a little more. But it's closing, and that's okay, but a little more. We people do the same. Death is coming, yes, but let me gather a little more samsara. But you can die anytime, I know, but I'll leave it for my children. So this bee got trapped. Bee thought, all right, lotus is closed, I am trapped. Never mind, next morning the lotus will open and I will fly off. In the meantime, an elephant came. It picked up the lotus and put it in its mouth. The bee thought, this lotus is going somewhere, I am also going somewhere. It died. So the bee got trapped by its sense of nostrils. The patanga, the insect, by its sense of sight, it reaches the fire and gets burnt. All these animals are getting burnt because one of their senses is dominant. Human beings, they indulge all their senses, and that is why they become miserable. They think they will get happiness, but the happiness of the objects of the senses is like madhur vish, sweet poison. Why is it like sweet poison? Sri Krishna gives the answer. He says, Arjun, they have a beginning and they have an end. It is sweet for a little while and then finished. So what does the soul do then? The soul creates another desire. The soul has fulfilled one desire, but it's not the end. If it was fulfilled forever, gone. But now, because that pleasure has ended, the soul creates another desire. And this goes on and on and on. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, the nature of these desires is such that the more you satiate them, what happens? The more they increase. Havisha Krishna Vartameva. It's like trying to quench a fire by pouring oil on it. For a moment it seems to be quenched, but then it flares up with redoubled intensity. Such is the nature of the gratification of the senses. So what is the solution then? The solution is to understand with the intellect, the happiness I am seeking is not there. And then with the intellect to control the mind and the senses, resist. And then slowly the desires will go away. And then you'll be able to turn your senses inwards. Kathopanishad says, Paranchikhani Vyatranat Swayambhu. The problem is that Brahmaji has created human beings with the senses outward oriented. That is why the senses are always yearning for their objects. And what you need is the Vivek. So Sri Krishna is saying that the wise people, O Arjun, do not delight in the pleasures of the senses because they see them as the veritable sources of misery.